What's going on, everybody? Thanks for tuning in to Pogo City Radio. We got a special show for you tonight. Sean Attack from Frontline Attack coming on. Let's check out Frontline Attack now. All right, that was Frontline Attack on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for tuning in. I'm your host, Andrew Bedlam. As I said in the intro, we got a special show tonight. Sean Attack, singer of Frontline Attack, who you just heard, coming in, going to be talking about the early days of the band and basically the whole career. But we'll have to wait on that call. In the meantime, let's get to the rest of the Pogo crew. And it is a big crew tonight. We got some new faces, couple people missing. Let's start off with the lovely ladies. I'm talking about the lovely Rude Girl Jessica and Sarah Bears. How you gals doing?
What's going on, Pogo Land?
How is everybody else doing?
Doing real good.
Great. Glad the ladies could hang out tonight. We are missing one. Audriana.
No sausage.
She'll probably be here in a later show, but I don't think on
still
this one.
Still a lot of sausage, though.
Let's get to the rest of the co-hosts talking about my man, Devil John.
What's going on, guys? Yeah, I am one of those sausages that I just mentioned. So
the sausage. It's not really a sausage party here most of the time, which I'm very happy to say.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, you know, it's nice. You know, usually when you're hanging out, you know, listening to heavier music, there's not a lot of vagina around. True.
Let's say hi to Mr. Mark Poison.
Yo, what's going on, everybody? Once again, we got some good shit coming up. We're going to be making lots of flyers soon.
And now also for, I don't know, maybe this is, you've been on here quite a while now. Glad to have you back talking about Hate Pat from Hate Trash Disaster. What's going on, Pat?
Hey, what's going on, man? It's good to be back in Pogo City.
Of course, we've missed you. I mean, we're going to be hanging out with you tomorrow, too. Why don't we take a quick second and talk about that. Going down, Stiff Peters Productions and Pogo City Radio teaming up, bringing you live in the Shatter
Stiff
Shack at the Sportsman's Cafe, 18 to party, 21 to drink.
Allentown.
Allentown, talking about Allentown. Four Ages, Aim Fire, Admit Nothing, and Pat's Hate Trash Disaster.
We're going to kill it tomorrow night.
We haven't
played since, January.
January. Was that with us?
January, nah, Fleetwood.
Oh, that was the show.
Right.
Was that your 16-year anniversary?
That was, hate to say it's last show.
Didn't Blanks play that show? Or something, and that's why we couldn't go?
That was Hate to Say. That last time they played.
We're ready to go, man. We got some new stuff we're going to bring out, and should be a pretty good show.
Awesome. And as always, anytime you see a Hate Trash show, you're going to hear some GG covers. And if you guys want to hear drummer of Hate Trash and drummer of the Murder Junkies, Dino Sex, you guys can go back a couple of episodes ago, look for a show where we had Dino on, drummer of Hate Trash. And he's in another band with PP, the singer of the Murder Junkies, right?
Yeah, that's called They Hate Us.
They Hate Us. I don't know that much about them. I know Hate Trash, and I know the Murder Junkies, of course. But yeah, go back and check that out. But let's get to the last face in the room, a voice you guys haven't heard before, here with a cause and a purpose, talking about my man Black Cat.
How you doing, Pogo City? Good to be here.
Yeah, good to have you, man. Thanks for coming on. Now, as always, Kat, you're always welcome here, but you are here with a reason tonight, so why don't you tell us about that?
Well, yeah. In January, we started the foundation, the Bodhisattva Foundation, where we're doing homeless outreach, helping anyone who's less fortunate, like anybody who's displaced, anybody who needs any assistance whatsoever as far as clothing, food, anything we can do. The only thing we don't do is hand out cash.
Oh, so this sounds really nice. So it's based out of what, like Easton?
The Lehigh Valley.
Just Lehigh Valley in general.
That's
and
awesome.
It's a lot of
that's really awesome,
outreaching
yeah.
to the homeless. And you were also saying, I heard you talking before, also like if there's any type of disaster or something. You're
yeah,
saying,
anything, any place we can fit in to help out as best we can. I'm focused on my community. You know, Lehigh Valley, I grew up here. I lived here
my whole
life. So I want to focus on my community and do what I can because too many people just look the other way and just, you know. Don't help out at all.
Damn right.
That's solid.
Sounds like
man.
A really great idea. What can people do to help?
Right now, we have a site on Facebook. It's Bodhisattva Foundation 2017. You can go there, check out our
why don't you spell that?
Yeah.
Okay. It's Bodhisattva Foundation 2017. And we always post there when we're doing our outreach projects. Like tomorrow afternoon, I'll be doing an outreach project where earlier today I made 50 sandwiches.
I saw that on Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet,
and,
man.
That's really incredible.
You know, we get donations from whoever we can as far as hats, gloves, coats, clothing. We're always in need
Do you help people with drug addiction, too?
That's my goal. I am in recovery, and I've dealt with addiction pretty much my whole life. Yeah. And that's another reason I'm doing this, because all I ever did in my addiction was take from the community. So now it's my time to give back to my community
a
little
bit.
Man.
I really love this idea.
And it makes me feel good that I'm doing something positive instead of just like looking the other way.
How can other people get in touch with you to give back as well?
Okay,
through the Facebook,
they can contact me there. We also have Bodhisattva Foundation 2017 at Gmail.
Do you have a phone number?
It's listed on the site.
So there you go.
Yeah, they can contact me through that site at any time, and we're always looking for donations as far as hygiene products, or travel size hygiene products, deodorant, soap. We have a dentist who donated a bunch of toothpaste.
That is amazing.
We're reaching out to a lot of small businesses, see what they can do, and we're hopefully this summer going to put on a show with some bands and some artists and some vendors.
Awesome.
And looking for some funding for that through local businesses, see if they want to advertise and help fund the project.
Maybe we can all put, like, hygiene bags together and donate.
That would be awesome.
Anything helps. We don't turn away anything. And if I have a surplus of stuff and clothing that we can't hand out, I always take it to either Third Street Alliance in Easton or any of the other shelters in the Lehigh Valley.
Indeed.
You put a show together, Hate Trash will donate our time. We'll come out and play a full set for you.
Wow, that's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah. All right. So also, guys, if you guys need to get a hold of Kat, just hit up one of us and we'll plug you in with them. With that being said, let's get back to the main reason we're here, and that's playing some killer punk rock for you pogo junkies to get moving to. And we're going to give this one out to the lovely rude girl Jessica.
Oh, yeah.
And a little bit of lower class brats Psycho.
You know, because I'm a psycho.
Here we go.
All right, now that was the Lower Class Brats only on... That wasn't the right button. Only on...
Pogo City Radio.
There it is, there it is, there it is. Only on Pogo City Radio. Thanks for hanging out with us. Like I said, we got a pretty packed sure. house here. Hope you guys are enjoying the show. Waiting on Sean from Frontline Attack to give us a call. So in the meantime, why don't we tell you guys, break the news, the big awesome news, Pogo Punk Block Party. Now that's Pogo City yeah, Radio and Punk Rock Block Party teaming up to present The Undead.
It's a pretty big one.
May 20th. All ages, 21 to drink, at the Alternative Gallery, North 4th Street in Allentown, with Admit Nothing and Totally Gnarly. And but I feel like we have more bands on the bill that I'm missing
Anti-Citizen?
Out on. No, Anti-Citizen, yeah. Actually, they're not going to be, gonna on, be it. On there. But Totally Gnarly, Admit Nothing. Oh, Sick 86. Oh. Duh. Okay, we got Sean and Sick 86. Now, we do have two other sweet bands for this lineup. That I can't tell you yet because they're not totally confirmed.
To be announced.
But we got some. We're gonna definitely get one of them. We got another great band to put on right before The Undead. So make sure you guys get out. It's gonna be $12 at the door. Pogo Punk Block Party presents The Undead May 20th. So what's up, Pat?
That's all hey, ages and, 21 to drink.
On the Sunday, right after that, 21st, the Murder Junkies and a bunch of other bands playing up in Bangor, so it's going to be one killer fucking weekend for punk rock.
Oh, we will definitely be there. Definitely be there. So we got the Undead on Saturday, and then the Junkies, the Murder Junkies, on Sunday in Bangor. What's the name of that place?
The Works, 42 Market Street, Bangor, Pennsylvania.
All right, all right. We'll have to get some Murder Junkies queued up later on tonight. But let's get to The Undead and their latest release, The Morgue, The Merrier. And here's Be My Ghoul.
Hell, bunny.
Be my ghoul tonight. When the sun goes down, the moon will be shining bright. When midnight comes, it's a witching hour. Oh, won't you be my ghoul tonight?
Come on and die with me tonight. Deep in the cold, cold earth, tonight's gonna be the night. No doubt about it, there's gonna be fire. The heat of passion, the burning desire.
Oh, won't you be my ghoul tonight? It makes my knees grow weak.
It turns me on the way you rattle your teeth.
As I'm rocking in your hole.
Just like a Dixieland funeral. It turns me on the way you rattle your teeth.
As I'm rocking in your hole.
Just like a Dixieland funeral. Die with me tonight. Dip in the cold, cold dirt. Tonight's gonna be the night. No doubt about it, there's gonna be fire. Heat of passion, the burning desire.
Oh, won't you be my ghoul tonight? Oh, won't you be my ghoul tonight?
Now, that was The Undead, and you can catch them May 20th at the Alternative Gallery in Allentown. All right, now we're going to welcome in Sean Attack, singer of Frontline Attack, coming out of Austin, Texas. Sean, how you doing, man?
Pretty good. Just a correction, Dallas, Texas.
Oh, Dallas, Texas. Sorry about that. Yeah, Texas. You guys are from Texas.
Texas is a big state, though, man. Everything's bigger in Texas.
So, thanks a lot for coming on and hanging out with us on Pogo City Radio, man. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
Now, before we go back and talk about like how the band started and some of the releases you guys have put out, you got anything going on nowadays? Like, current, you got any shows coming up, any releases coming out that you want to talk about real quick before we really get moving?
Yeah, actually, we are doing our very last show ever in Los Angeles. I can't say where we're playing because it hasn't been announced yet. It's a festival. We're getting back to the whole original lineup to do one last show.
Awesome. I mean, it sucks that you guys are breaking up, but it's great that you're getting the original lineup together.
Yeah.
But now am I right now when Mindless Violence came out, which was your second release, first one on Charged Records, you guys broke up the day that album came out, right? And then got back together?
No, we didn't. Actually when that record came out, we went on the Punks Unite 2 tour, and that was us, Chaotic Alliance, and a band from Dallas called Unit 21.
Oh, awesome. Cool. I don't know. I'm trying to think. One of the Charged bands that came out when you guys came out, I remember as soon as the album came out, they broke up, and then they came back with another lineup. So I thought it was you guys, but I guess I was wrong. But why don't we start at the beginning? Why don't you tell us how you guys started forming, and when did you guys start forming?
We formed the band in, 1994, I think, in Dallas, Texas. And we played covers. We had a few original songs. We're just like a local band for a long time, you know, different lineups. And then we got serious about it in 2001. And I was a concert promoter. I had a lot of national acts coming through, and I could just throw us on the bill with them. So one thing led to another, and before you know it, you know, we're putting out records, going on tour, and everything like that. But that was a piece lineup. It was me, Travis Mayhem, and his brother. And then he ended up leaving the band, and we got Sean Klim on drum. And then later on, we added Lance on bass and moved Travis Gilmore over to guitar.
And was that the lineup when you guys put out your first independent release, Buried Alive?
No, that was Matt Gilmore on drums, Travis's brother, Travis Mayhem, and me. We were a three-piece on that.
What year did that come out?
Yeah, Burned Alive came out in 2001/2002. We did a tour to support it in 2002.
And who'd you go on tour with? Was that your first, official tour?
Yeah, it was our first official tour. We went on tour with Lower Class Brats.
Oh, that's sweet, dude. I'm not going to lie. I'm a huge Lower Class Brats fan, and that's probably why I said you were from Austin, Texas, instead of Dallas, Texas.
Yeah, that's probably why.
So what's it like, you got any good stories hanging out with Bones and Marty Volume you want to tell the world?
Oh, yeah, I met Bones, he was 28, so that was a long time ago, I was 18 or 19, or maybe I was 20. I met Bones through a friend of mine in a band called Riot Squad in Dallas, not the British Riot Squad. They later became the Staggers. My friend Joe told me about, he's like, man, there's this cool oi band in Austin we played with this weekend, and they're into the whole Clockwork Orange thing. He'd really dig them. And he gave me their demo tape, and then they wanted to come to Dallas and play a show, so we set up a show for him and us at this little bar called Boozer's Deep Elm, and that's how we met Lower Class Brat. But
sweet.
But yeah, no real crazy stories, you know, with those guys. They were actually probably one of the coolest bands we ever toured with. I just had a real good time with them and stuff. A lot of drinking.
Yeah, I'd imagine so.
Yeah, speaking of cool.
You what?
I said I would imagine so. A lot of drinking with LCB, definitely.
Oh, yeah. Bones doesn't drink anymore, but back then, man, he could drink under the table.
Yeah, speaking of cool things, who influenced you the most to really get into singing and getting a band started? Because, it seemed it's... tracing roots of bands and things is one of my hobbies, and getting to know where people get their influences is a good way to start to figure out where things come from.
As far as getting a band going, you know, I wanted to play music since I was a real little kid, you know. I wanted to, you know, I was like, you know, 6, 7 years old, I was buying heavy metal magazines and stuff. You know, I wanted to grow up and be Motley Crue and shit like that.
No,
and,
I wanted to grow up and be no Pantera. You're from Texas.
I wanted to grow up and be Guns N' Roses, so I hear you with the Motley Crue.
Yeah, right
Crue.
On.
You wanted
exactly,
to be Axl Rose.
Rest
like,
the
let's correct
dime.
That. Or Duff McKagan, actually.
Yeah, but yeah, when I was a teenager, you know, I started jamming with friends and stuff, and I bought a drum kit to keep at the house, so I'd always have a drum kit there for drummers. You know, by the time I was, you know, 18, 19 years old, we started Frontline Attack, and just never looked back. Been playing music ever since.
Yeah, that's awesome, man. So, I mean, we're gonna move on with the timeline and everything, but what do you have anything in the works now that you're calling it quits with Frontline?
Yeah, actually, I'm starting kind of a Venom style metal band with my friend Chris from Snake Fist out in Hollywood. It's like, you know, black rock roll, like you know, kind of rough, kind of like midnight type stuff.
Okay.
And it's called band's called Axe Murder.
My eyes opened up because you're talking about metal on a punk show, and I'm like, yay!
Yeah, John's our metal guy.
I'm the resident metalhead.
Yeah. Yeah, me too. I listen to a lot of metal.
That's cool. We actually got some good metal bands we actually got to play tonight. We don't play metal that regularly, but we're going to get a couple tracks out there tonight, so hopefully you'll like it all. But let's go on. So how did you actually end up working with Charged Records and putting out Mindless Violence?
Well, I knew Jake through being a concert promoter. I booked the Casualties at Red Blood Club in Dallas several times, and he and I really hit it off. Became friends. We played with him, and I gave him a promo pack, prep kit, and he got back to me like a year later, and he's like, hey, dude, I really like all this stuff. You know, let me put out a record for you.
Yeah,
so we kind of had a decision between him and SOS, and we went with Charge.
SOS is on the West Coast.
Oh, okay. Yeah, SOS. He's on Solomon's label. He owned the Showcase Theater in Corona.
Yeah, the Stabs, actually. Mike Blanks and the Stabs, the album they put out, Starting Them Off Young, that was on SOS, too.
SOS put out a lot of good stuff. They re-released a lot of stuff and put out new albums like Addicts and Exploited and quite a few bands.
Yeah, I liked quite a few bands they had on SOS, but I honestly probably I would have went with Charge too. But so what
I
was
mean,
it like?
SOS was a good label. Hindsight being 2020, it might have been a better decision, just because, you know, Jake was real busy with the Casualties and stuff, and it was kind of more of an indie label. But it enabled us to go on tour with the Casualties, and that really built up our fan base a lot out west. So I think it would have worked out good either way.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. So what's your favorite song to do live with the band? Like your own original. What's your favorite Frontline Attack song?
At this point in the game, fucking none of them. Play the same song for 20-some years, see if you like any of them.
Okay, I'll give you that
one. I can tell you what the crowd likes, you know, Onward to Chaos, you know, is probably our most popular song. Some of the newer stuff that we got, I really like. It's real metal influence, kind of like Massacre album type stuff.
Exploited Massacre's album, you mean?
Do what?
The Exploited Massacre album, you mean, right?
Yeah. Like Massacre album era, Exploited style influence stuff. Real metal, riffy kind of stuff. We got a song called Do or Die on there I really like playing.
That's on what, Charged for Battle? That's the new one?
Yeah, that's on Charge for Battle. That was a cassette-only release, and we're sold out of them. We sold them all on the last tour with the D-Sec.
Oh, that's just, I mean.
So we can't get one?
I could probably dub you another copy.
Yeah, that sounds good. Please. That sounds good.
Yeah, we got to play it.
We'll play the shit
for
you.
Land, man.
And you got to make sure you tell us when this last show's going on. We'll be talking about it, playing you guys. We'll get it all out there.
Right on, man. Sounds good.
All right, man. Well, Sean, dude, I mean, we really appreciate it you coming on.
Yeah,
we love
so.
Anytime people come out and, you know, take a couple minutes to talk to us. We're just in this to get bands like yours, or your old band now, I guess, just out there. We want the music to be heard. There's a lot of great bands out there that are just in these smaller towns and playing these smaller clubs that a lot of people can't, like, you know, get access to. So we're just trying to bridge the gap, and we're happy you're helping out too.
Yeah, right on. And let me give a shout out to my friends in Violent Affair from here in Oklahoma City. They're on tour right now through the Midwest. So if they come through your city, go check out their show. They kick ass.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I mean, you got anything else you want to say before we get out of here?
Yeah, you got any more plug-ins, you know, some plugs other than the vaginas you're trying to get into later?
Any quotes?
In quotes?
Sure.
Or out of quotes? Whatever. You know, hey, we're...
shit, I don't know. I'm not good at that kind of stuff.
There you go. And that's how we'll end it. Thanks a lot, Sean. We really appreciate it, you having you on, man.
Hey, no problem, man. Thanks for having me.
All right. Big thanks to Sean for coming out. We're going to kick it over to Jake and the Casualties. One of the newer ones, Running Through the Night. Love this song, off Chaos Sound.
What's up, Pogo?
And that
Land
was the Casualties. Now, I don't know. I have to admit, like, I've talked a little bit. I wasn't too happy with a lot of the Casualties' newer releases, but this Chaos Sound has definitely swayed me back in the other direction. Not that it sounds like old Casualties or anything like that, but what are we saying? Oh, you guys are throwing me off.
Sorry.
Like, but
man, now he's just dysfunctional.
Now, fuck.
That's their job, sir.
All right. But no, this new shit, the newer shit, I mean, this album's like a year old now. But like, no, I definitely turned me back into like listening to new Casualties for sure. I like that a lot. So
I guess Overkill's in South Jersey.
That's awesome. Jersey. Thrash. I like Jersey Thrash.
Somebody talk about something. I need a
what?
Second.
Well,
somebody
he
talk.
Just mentioned Overkill. I like Overkill.
Tomorrow, they're in South Jersey, I guess.
Thanks for that update.
Yeah. Who are they playing with, though?
Did you leave it in Elsa?
Are they playing with Nile?
What?
Nile, right?
Maybe. That could be. I don't know.
Yeah, I think so. I think they're playing with Nile, which is a weird... well, it's not too weird, because it's like thrash metal, and then Nile's like progressive.
Nile's like nihilistic.
Well, pretty much with the blast beats and stuff. Like, it's just a lot of blast beats and a lot of fast stuff. So, but it's pretty, well, it treads the lines of progressive.
All right, now the reason why this is taking me so long, I always tell everybody, hit us up on Facebook. Go to facebook.com/PogoCityRadio and send us your tracks and we'll play them.
Uh-huh.
And like we totally do, but it is such a pain in the ass sometimes. And we got to figure out a new format to do this. But right now, I found one. So here are...
I found one.
Well, some of these songs, dude, I got buried. Sometimes they send me MP3s. Sometimes they send me stream links and this and that.
All right. So sometimes they send me hard copies.
Why don't you tell them what to send, Drew?
Yeah, tell them.
We're gonna have to get from now on. You guys can hit us up at facebook.com, but email your songs in MP3 format.
Email
in MP3 format to staff@PogoCityRadio.com.
Shall they encrypt it as well?
So in a WAV file?
Yeah, that makes life a lot easier.
And make sure you put it in a zip folder.
Yeah. Actually, no. If you want to send us a whole album, you can totally put it in a zip folder. That's totally fine. We're cool with that, too. Just email that shit. Please don't send it to me on Facebook. That shit gets buried.
So Facebook Messenger.
Yeah. Fuck you,
Facebook
dude.
Messenger. All right.
Here's the semi-automatics with End Still. Why is it not playing?
Because you didn't
click it. Not in the right format.
Son of a bitch. It wasn't the right format. Complain to Reverb.
I really love how professional difficulties. You are here. It's great.
Just give us a second. Okay, now I'm going to play whatever song plays by the semi-automatics, and this is Don't Care.
Pogo City Radio.
There it is.
Hell, I like you. You can come over to my house and fuck my sister.
Mushroom cloud laying motherfucker, motherfucker.
Right now, that was the semi-automatics. Pogo City Radio. Only on Pogo City Radio. Now, these guys, hit us up on Facebook. Make sure you email us your albums to staff@pogocityradio.com. Little bit about semi-automatic coming out of San Antonio, Texas. Should have asked Sean about them, actually. We're talking about LCB, Frontline Attack, semi-automatic.
Yeah. Yeah.
Texas special tonight in Pogo City HQ. But yeah, I mean, they've been since the mid-90s, and they're just there to be loud. So and in your face, and give you some
authentic in-your-face punk rock.
All right, so let's get to, I don't know, how about we do a little bit of Oi and go with Chaos by the Foreskins. kicking it with a classic here, coming off Oi the album. Right, kicking it old school with the Foreskins, Chaos. Now, I'm going to dedicate that one to Frank Mayhem and 21 Rounds. I remember seeing them cover that when I was like fucking 14. So there we're going to go. That's for Frank and 21 Rounds and Main Street Mayhem, too. Why not? We'll throw them in there. But let's get over to another song that was sent to us on Facebook. Got to give a big shout out to Sanity Shattered. Jamie Lee, I don't know what she does in the band, but she's in the band. She has been hooking us up. We should be paying this girl all the shit she doing for Pogo City.
Jamie
and
Lee.
Just, I don't know who the fuck she's getting word out to, but she's definitely getting word out there because they're all getting back to me and sending me an ass load of music. And we got a whole lot.
Like, well, thank you.
She's like the official president of like the Pogo Street Team.
There, yes, exactly. There you go.
Awesome,
and that's basically
man.
It's all
There's
about
a street team. That's
the street
awesome.
Team. And speaking about the street team, let's do some plugging. We'll have to do some plugging. But
and we're not talking about orifices, guys.
But we got to remind you guys later. About Stick Pogo Palooza. Already told you guys about it. Going down tomorrow night, unless, of course, you're listening to this tomorrow morning and it's Saturday. Yeah. It's tonight then. But tonight. May 20th, Stiff Peters Productions teaming up with Recovery Promotions and Pogo City Radio to present live at the Shatter Shack in the Sportsman's Cafe. Hate, Trash, Disaster, Screwheads, Admit Nothing, Aim Fire, and Four Ages. 18 to enter, 21 to drink, and we got some great motherfucking specials going on. $5 entry, $1.75 for draft beers, $1.25 for shots.
What's a thrash can?
Trash can.
No, a thrash can, $7 right there.
Oh, I thought it was a trash
it's
can.
Supposed
I
to be, no,
can.
It's a trash can.
Yeah, it's a trash can.
It's the Red Bull green, vodka but it's green and something else. Yeah, they put the Red Bull can in it. That's why it's called a trash can.
Yeah. All right, well, it's $7, so a shit better fucking get you fucking trashed. But $5 entry, $1.75.
It's gonna get you trashed, man. And it's called a trash can.
And I think we're selling pizza too. Don't quote me on that part. But all those same details apply for Dive Stock going down April 8th, teaming up with Stiff Peters again. Stiff Pogo Productions presenting Slammed Parenthood, Sick 86, Welter, and Death Wish Bride. That's going down April 8th. And then we got a real quick little special announcement as we're just rattling off all the huge shit Pogo City has going on. And I'm not lying, guys. We got ass loads of shit. We are booked all the way through the summer. Well, not completely. So hit us up and get us some more shit.
Badonkadonks.
But
even if they are hunky.
But let's tell you guys about This Is PA Punk Rock coming at you live in Stroudsburg from the Showcase Theater, April 30th. Now, when I say coming at you live, I mean we are packing up this gear that sits before us and driving it out to the Showcase Theater, doing a live Pogo City event benefit to finance Mary Kate's documentary on New Jersey and PA punk rock.
It's also
film.
In memory of like two of her friends as well.
And awesome. But there will be live music. Pogo City Radio, think of us as the MC and opening
devil.
It up, basically.
Hell yeah.
But we're going to be doing the show live. Everybody's going to be there. Well, everybody's invited. I don't know which one of you assholes is going to show
I'll
up.
Fucking
well,
be.
Well,
I'm going to be
right,
everything.
All right, all right. Well,
first of all,
there's a stipulation to me showing up to this,
birthday
okay?
Boy, birthday all right, boy.
Yeah, because this is the birthday of the devil here. All right.
Oh,
so,
shit. Oh, shit.
If y'all, if we're going to go up there, we need to have a fucking entourage style type of shit going on.
Dude,
and
everywhere
like,
we go, we have an entourage.
But like,
we're
going to
have a limo with doves flying out and shit
like,
when we get out.
Like, I need some memorable shit. Like, not maybe blackout shit, maybe. Maybe. All right. If it's good enough that I fucking blackout, I think. Then I'm aboard. Then I'm aboard. Yeah,
all right, all right. And you guys
this
can come
PA punk
check
rock. Like
that out. John's birthday, Sunday. This is a Sunday show, April 30th.
That's what I'm saying.
12 to 4.
Day.
Matinee. 12 to 4 show.
You're ridiculous.
Just as the Undead show is that we were talking about earlier. That's also a matinee starting off at 2:30. But come out to this. There'll be live music. I can't tell you who's playing yet. I know who's playing, but they're not totally confirmed, so I can't tell you. But it's some pretty good bands around here, dating back from the 70s, coming out of Catasauqua. So we'll have to see if you guys want to get out and catch them. You can probably guess who it is by now. But we got more stuff to talk about. Sorry, guys. I don't mean to talk too much, but we got to tell you guys about
like
the Pogo Dance. The Pogo Dance going down June 3rd at the Sportsman's Cafe in Allentown. Now, the Pogo Dance is complete with the Pogo Punk Rock Disco Party Dance thing, all right? So basically...
What the fuck does that mean?
Basically, we're shipping in Fragmented New York City Hardcore, and we're getting Minor Setback New Jersey Pogo Punks to come out, along with a few others. Gonna have the show going on till midnight at the Shatter Shack. Then after that, DJ Andrew Bedlam steps up to the mic, and we're gonna have a little pogo punk dance party. So basically, we're gonna be playing the Ramones and the Sex Pistols and the Street Brats and Blank 77 and all the shit you hear on here in a disco environment, having a party with some great drink specials still going on. Now, once again, $5 entry, $1.75 drafts, buck and a quarter shots, $5.50 for pitchers, and $7 trash
to party, 21
cans.
To drink.
Absolutely. 18 to party, 21 to drink. All the shit we going on, we letting it the youth in to Pogo City Radio now.
Well,
you know what I mean?
The young adults. You
yeah. Well, not for this next
show.
One.
For that.
Not
oh,
for this
not
next
for
one.
The next one.
The flea market we guys got to tell you going down. All
right. There's a lot of plugging going in. All right.
August 26th.
Who's got the lube?
August 26th.
25th, it says.
No, but it's the 26th.
Okay.
August 26th. Teaming up with Sean and the Punk Rock Block Party yet again, hitting up the Alternative Gallery. Another matinee show, but we're going to have the Punk Rock Flea Market going on, taking up both floors of the Alternative Gallery. Got the flea market going on downstairs and in the hallways with the shows going on in the main stage. This is going to be an all-day long event. We're talking a minimum of 10 bands, and believe me, they're going to be all bands you guys want to come out to see. It's going to be the show of the summer for the Valley. More
not
details
that,
to come.
If you're a vendor, come
going
peddle
down
your wares, guys.
August 26th, and also, that is the lovely Rude Girl Jessica's birthday party.
Yo, what is going on right now? Like, what? Is, like the whole Pogo crew just
hey,
like books,
we don't have
like,
to celebrate my birthday this year.
No, it's just that we have events going on every goddamn weekend.
No, and my birthday is the 28th, actually,
it's really
but
it really
but
is.
It's your birthday party.
Yeah, it could be my birthday party.
And yeah, also vendors, hit us up. We got some sweet specials for the vendors to get in. Hit us up, staff@pogocityradio.com. We're talking we're talking $15 maybe. So why don't you guys hit us up for some table space, sell whatever the fuck you want. We don't give a shit. It's a punk rock flea market. With that, let's get back to some more of... No, we're not getting more to the punk rock. We totally forgot to play Iris by Cymbal Shattered.
Is it the cover?
Sanity Shattered, excuse me. Now, this is the single, a little bit heavier than what we usually play. We're going to call this our Metal Minute. Give it out to, dedicate it out to Devil John. And here's Sanity Shattered with Iris.
Go on board the void and
why we have
all right,
a host.
That was Sanity Shattered with Iris. Now you guys can go over to Sanity Shattered, sanityshattered.bandcamp.com and hear some things from them. They got some lyrics up there, I think a website. So head over there, sanityshattered.bandcamp.com and I believe also facebook.com/sanityshattered. So,
it
Jamie.
Gets two horns up
from the devil.
From the devil, John, over here gets dinner.
All right, so thanks for everything you've been doing for us, Jamie. Ha. But we're going to get back over to.
Thank you, Jamie.
I don't know. I ain't got shit sorted out tonight. But go Pogo on Pogo City Radio. Sounds like a good one. Only on
Pogo City Radio.
That's Antidote coming out of the Netherlands. Now, we got another band coming out of the Netherlands and not Norway.
Netherlands.
The Netherlands talking about the fucking virgins. This is going out to my boy Bill. John, why don't you hit play on that CD player? This is the fucking virgins. Check this shit
Thanks
out.
Thanks for all the merch.
Hell yeah. They hooked us up with stickers, pins, vinyls, CDs, whatever the fuck they got. Track 7, my man. Hit play.
Yeah, dude, we got lights. We got lights.
Everybody, it's all lights. Good.
Okay.
We got
we'll
it. We'll
get it all figured
it
out
comes.
In a minute.
DIY with the...
Okay.
That was the fucking Virgins on
Pogo City Radio.
But we're going to be wrapping it up for this hour. Got to give a big shout out and a special thanks to Sean Attack from Frontline Attack coming in, talking about the band, packing it up. Big thanks for coming on and helping us out.
Fuck off and
also, die. Also, got to remind you guys, Murder Junkies playing in Bangor May 21st.
At the Works, 42 Market Street.
Great. And now we're going to get out of here with the Murder Junkies. This is with Gigi on vocals, Shoot Knife, Strangle Beat, and Crucify.
Stand up, strangle, beat, and crucify.